550 pro-reform candidates have decided to drop out of Iran's coming parliamentary election. A reformist newspaper quoted the Interior Ministry as saying the candidates have decided not to run to protest last month's disqualification of nearly one-third of the election hopefuls. The candidates who withdrew had been allowed to run by the Conservative Guardian Council. They said they pulled out because they feel the election will not be fair. The Guardian Council, an unelected overseeing group of 12 Islamic clerics and jurists, sparked political turmoil in Iran when it banned some 2,500 mostly reformist candidates from running in the February 20th election. On Sunday, Iran's student news agency published an open letter from prominent Iranian dissident Hashem Agajari, who said the election spells the end to Iran's reform movement. The jailed academic called for Iranians to protest against totalitarians with what he called passive resistance. Analyst Pakinam El-Sharkawi, a political science professor at Cairo University and an expert on Iran, predicts voter turnout will be low.
There is a lot of frustration within the Iranian population, and they begin even to lose hope for both conservative and moderate, and they begin to get sick of all these games, and especially with this economic crisis and so on. So I think regarding all this frustration that Iranians are living in now, that the presidential election will not reach the old level of 2000.
Iran's largest pro-reform party has already promised to boycott the election. Reformists are accusing conservatives of staging a bloodless coup. They say that by eliminating pro-reform candidates, the Islamic Guardian Council is fixing a conservative takeover of the Iranian parliament. Carrie Sheridan for VOA News, Cairo.